Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Fired up. You hear that song, you might wonder what time it is, but we reschedule for Rosenberg. That's the motto around here. What up, Peter? How you doing, bud?
Yo, guys. Thank you for your flexibility.
Dude, of course. Let's start. Speaking of flexibility, are you moving to the suburbs? Did I misinterpret your Instagram post?
Yes, you absolutely did. And so did everybody, because if you read the caption in full, it says, with the baby coming, we had to move stuff out of the apartment.
Stuff is a key word.
Yeah, everyone saw it and was like, yo, where are you moving? Congrats. And no, my wife is very, very Manhattan committed, so we are not moving anywhere right now. Not coming home to D.C. quite yet.
All right.
You know what I showed you, Peter? People don't read, man.
They don't read. Pictures, it's unfortunate.
They see pictures and they think, oh, here we go.
There was a moving truck and a house that looked like
and
it was in the suburbs.
We are expecting our first child in January, and the space in New York City is at a premium. So we had to make space in our apartment, and that required moving a lots of stuff.
That's a little wordy, though.
Read. It's
Thank
fundamental.
You, B. Mitch. Thank you, B. Mitch.
It's fundamental.
All right, I got to read more, but I got a question for you, Peter. This is our dear friend Peter Rosenberg, ESPN New York, Hot 97, WWE, does it all. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio on all the different platforms. This is just a very generic. I'm going to ask you a simple question. You're a Commanders fan. How you feeling about your squad?
How am I feeling about my squad? I feel pretty good. I got some concerns about the health of the quarterback, which I wanted to ask you guys about and see if anything's been uncovered this week. But I'm not going to – what you can't allow yourself to do is to get down because – you lost an incredibly close game that you easily could have won 2 weeks ago against a great football team. And then you absolutely had a chance to beat a great football team the next week and some possible questionable coaching decisions and other bad things happened. You lost the game. I'm not getting into the place of yesteryear where I all of a sudden start doubting the whole team.
That's an important place to be, man. I think – here's where I have landed. There are it's like a couple losses. It's literally two losses to two of the best teams in the NFL over 5 days. And this wave of, oh my gosh, there's trouble brewing, you know, kind of besets the fan base. And I think everybody needs to chill. Let's see how this game plays out against the Cowboys with a full week of practice. Jaden says he's healthy. DQ says Jaden's healthy. And let this game be the narrative extinguisher. And then you've got 5 games left. You got a bye week. They got 3 games in the next 30 days. You know how good that is for their bodies, for recovery? It was a tough stretch. I think they gave away the Steelers game. I think they eventually were outclassed by the Eagles. But, like, they're 7-4, get to 9-4 at the bye. The sky is hardly falling.
Yep.
That's exactly how I feel. You know, I really – so okay, so let me ask you my question then, and this helps determine the other things. Hey, yo, getting a little
you're
loud
right?
here, guys. Sorry. Yeah, everything's okay. Let me ask you this.
He's breaking into that house that he just moved to.
They're breaking into my non-existent house. So let me ask you guys this question, though. Have we gotten any more information on if there could be injury?
To who? Jaden?
To Jaden.
No. I think the ultimate thing is the injury, by him saying he's healthy now, he's saying that the ribs are feeling better. They're not 100%. They'll never be 100%. But he's saying that they're feeling better. And that's not a reason for anything now. You know, I think people get so caught up with the quarterback, they forget about the other people. Those 5 people that block for him, I bet you go look at the list of injuries they had going into the last game, then you'll understand why the quarterback didn't have a lot of time and why he struggled as well.
I think the O-line was a wreck. I mean, I literally saw those dudes trying to get their pads off and having a ton of trouble just with, like, simple, you know, movements. Mm-hmm. So I think it's weird. I think they've been pretty honest about the injury. He has the rib injury, and the only thing that helps that is time, and he hasn't really gotten it, time and rest. So now he's gotten a bit, and Peter, I don't know if you saw this, but DQ, Jaden, Eckler, all of them tried to make this about practice, about a lack of practice time. I went back and counted. Since Jaden got injured on October 20th, how many full practices do you think he's gone through?
No idea.
Four at most. In a month. I guess five with yesterday. So I do think some of just the timing and situational stuff probably got a little messed up. I think it was just a combination of 11 straight weeks of games plus a rookie quarterback that's going to – they're going to start playing him differently. They're going to adjust to him. I think the Steelers and the Eagles had the linebackers to actually spy on him and make it work. It's easy to say you want to run a spy at Jaden Daniels, but not – there's not that many people in the NFL that can actually do that. I think the Steelers and the Eagles had that. And I think when you add all that up, you just get this cocktail of, all right, they can't convert on third down. Brian Robinson missed a few of those games. I think there were just a ton of factors. And there's this, like, overwhelming desire to simplify it to what's wrong with Jaden, what's wrong with Cliff, is the team sinking.
Can I ask you something crazy?
Yeah.
Would it have been absolute madness if he is, quote, feeling better but still ailing? Would it have been insane to rest him this week? Because Dallas is an absolute free fall. This is a horrible football team. There's a reason the line is 10.5. This is
That's why I'm scared, Peter. That's why I get scared of those games like that.
You are nervous of every division game.
But because
even the Giants, you were.
Division game, especially rival game, they scare the hell out of me. But I would say this. He's basically has 10 weeks of not getting hit. I mean, 10 days of not getting hit. You let him not play this game against Dallas, you think the crazy is already coming out on social media. It'll be ridiculous.
Well, I'm not even concerning myself with the crazies. I know what we have here. I know what this team is becoming. The people who are still stuck in the past and waiting for the other shoe to drop because they think the ghost of Dan Snyder is going to bite our heads off, I can't play that game with them. So I just want to think about who's the bad team we play the following week?
Titans.
So maybe I have the order whack. Maybe we play them this week. If for some reason coming out of this week he still looks like he's dinged, I rest him against the Titans and give him the extra week with the bye week to get better. Like I want to like be very mindful of what this season could be. Like this, I just don't want us to get so caught up and desperate for immediate gratification. We have cushion right now. They can be smart. They're playing a couple of weak football teams. You have Brian Robinson back. I just want to be very smart and calculated, and if they start seeing Jaden Daniels not looking right this weekend, I really hope they do the right things to protect him. Don't get desperate. Like, this is a much bigger picture than it needing to be perfect. Listen, I know we beat the Bears with a Hail Mary. It was glorious. That doesn't mean everything is going to ascend exactly the way we all planned, and I just want to be super mindful with the kid who's at the focal point of this whole thing.
See, Peter, you are a sensible person, and I know how you would accept all of that. But I don't think there's a person in this building that want to deal with all the stuff they're going to have to deal with if that were to happen. Now, if he were injured, I understand that. But if he's not injured, he got to play. You know, but you are talking from a place of having sensitivity.
Sensibility, yeah.
Most of the people that they deal with on a regular basis and you hear all the crap from, they don't have a clue of what the hell they're even talking about.
I just want this to be different, you know, than the past, and I think we're in a great situation right now. I'm not taking the Cowboy game for granted by any means, but that is a team now that is currently in free fall. And frankly, you know, this is sort of weird, but I sort of feel like if they had decided to trot out Mariota this week, there would have been such focus and intensity because the line wouldn't have been 10.5, guys. The line would probably be, what, 6.5? 7.5? And I feel like there'd be a real...
That's the question.
It has to be at least a few, although it's never as much as you think, right?
Yeah.
But I just think there'd be enough intensity. I think they'd win this game regardless. It's fine. I understand that's a little bit wacky, and people think that's probably dramatic. But
dude, here's where I land on it. Like, you can't be healthier than healthy. At some point, there's not more to gain. If this is where they've determined he's healthy and they're saying it over and over, they clearly think he's okay. And he thinks he's okay. I know. Dude, Jaden didn't want to be held out of practice after the Panthers game going into the Bears game when he just got the shot to the ribs. So I think for a lot of folks, it's nerve-wracking. Like, I understand that. And there is, like, the ghost of RG3 somewhere in the back of the brain. But I just think the situations are quite different. And everybody is using, I guess, there were a couple bad throws in that Eagles game, but the kid was also on his ass a lot of that game in an unexpected manner.
I mentioned this last week. It was the ball thrown at Noah Brown's feet.
Yeah, right.
That's the one that you, because he didn't appear to be getting pressured in the moment, and it was just so off. You know, the pick wasn't great either, but that wasn't the same kind of example. Listen, I hope you're right, and I hope he's feeling better. I will say this. If he were to not play a good game against this Dallas team, yeah, the conversation's going to get louder about, like, is he what we thought he was? You know, and we live in this microwave league where people are anointed and then torn down in the series of 3-4 games. It's a scary league, man. How many times do we see quarterbacks and people go, oh, they got him. Oh, no, they don't have him. Oh, wait, I think they have them. I mean, we've seen it with Dexter, with Trevor Lawrence. We've seen it with C.J. Stroud, you know, guys that you think you have, and then all of a sudden it gets questioned. I think we all know exactly who Jaden is. I don't, even if he gets solved. Now, there may be growing pains because there may be really good coordinators like we saw the last 2 weeks who do a better job with him, and he may appear to be solved. And so there may be a period where it does get worse before it gets better. But we have to be patient and have belief in the kid, and I have that.
I totally agree with that.
I'll put you on that.
And I wonder, dude, can you give me 30 seconds on the Paul Tyson fight? I know you were there. 30 seconds, sure. We got to go. Lanfield's going to
Yes, absolutely. Listen, the fight got panned by a lot of people. Obviously, some people had Netflix problems, so that's one reason for it. And then there were a lot of other people saying they got ripped off. To those people, I say, well, you should have listened to what I said when I was on with you guys last week, because it played out exactly as I expected. Being in the building, it was actually an awesome experience. Like, being there, the how sold out to the rafters that place was, and as a lifelong Tyson fan, so get to watch his ring walk with 70,000 people cheering for him was such an unusual experience that we do not get in sports. The fact that he then stood on his feet for 8 rounds, if you go back and watch it, actually had a couple moments where he looked all right. To me, I thought it was great. But I understand many people chose not to view it that way. They, for some reason, thought he was going to go from being 58 to 22. I didn't have that expectation.
10-4. Thank you, Peter. Appreciate your time, man.
All right, bro.
I'll text you guys Sunday.
All right. Sounds good. We'll see you there. That's our friend Peter Rosenberg.